Throughout life, we listen to many voices, voices which express words, words that touch our hearts, and that in one way or another transform the way we think, generating all kinds of reactions in us. Words have a certain power, and in fact, it is so. Words are used to express news. And what happens when we receive good news? Perhaps our moment changes, we feel happy. But if we receive bad news, our expression changes, and the way our heart feels changes as well. Words are indispensable to communicate and express how we feel. However, hardly ever do we pay attention to how many words we use, and if they are wise and correct. And what is more, we hardly pay attention to the words we allow to enter our ears. Yes, this is really true. From the moment we get up to the moment we go to bed, we have our ears ready to listen. The question is, what words do we listen to? What do we keep and treasure in our heart? And who do we listen to? These questions are indispensable because what we receive will be kept in our heart and it will produce in us a want and a do. If we are feeding bad news to ourselves, do you know what will happen at the end? We will begin to live full of fear and dread. And we will think that what we listen to or receive is what we are living, simply because we believed it. Words motivate or bring discouragement. By means of a word, someone can get stronger and get up, or someone can, as we say, throw in the towel and do not go on anymore. We need to learn how to filter everything that we receive, and not only what we receive, but from whom are we going to receive it. Thus, today, as I was reading the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, I started to reflect on what is it that we are listening to, and which words are we allowing to stay in our heart, since depending on these words, we are either going to hold on, we are going to stand firm, or we are going to be knocked down. Hence, Hebrews chapter 1 says, "A long time ago, God spoke many times and in diverse forms to our ancestors by means of the prophets. And now, during these last days, He has spoken to us by means of His Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance. And by means of the Son, He created the universe. The Son radiates the glory of God, expresses the same character as God, and holds everything with the great power of His Word. After having cleansed us of our sins, He sat at the place of honor to the right of the majestic God in heaven." Please notice, a long time ago, God spoke many times and in diverse forms. From the creation to our times, God has not stopped talking. And it says that at the beginning, He used people to talk to us. Of course He did. Those persons were called prophets. God gave them a word. They received the message, and they shared it with others. Now, the point was whether those words were well received, and that advice given by God through that message put into practice, so that they would then lead a victorious life. Words are so important to God that in one occasion Jesus, comparing wisdom to nonsense, recklessness, or foolishness, said, "I will compare the prudent or wise man to the one who built his house on a rock, because he listened to my words and put them into practice. Now, if God, from the beginning of life, even from the time you were born, God has been speaking and his words are wisdom, are the best advice. If his words are spirit, are life, are revitalizing, they should help us during the day to live a victorious life. The question is, why do we have such a complicated life? If he's talking to us daily, why do we get into trouble? Because we make wrong decisions. Because we live full of fear and dread." Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 says that everything is held by his word. When God declared the word at the beginning, there was nothing. But then everything began to emerge. God's words have life and the necessary wisdom, so we know daily how to confront each circumstance, so we come out victorious in him. So, it is fitting to ask this question: why am I not living the correct way? And I believe we already have the answer. Because we are not listening to what we should really be listening to. God is talking all the time. I just want to ask you this question: are you willing to listen all the time to what he wants to talk to you about? It is important that we learn to ponder on this. Because sometimes we suffer, not because of ignorance, but because we choose to ignore God's advice, his words. And this makes me think of the many times someone gave us advice, and simply because we wanted to get it out of the way or not be oppositional, we nodded our head to say, "Yes, I receive it. I am listening. You are right." But once we turn our back and move away from that person, we do what we want to do. We continue doing what we consider is good and correct, and not what was advised to us to do. How many problems, how many complicated circumstances we would be avoiding today if only we had listened to what was correct? Moreover, I believe the problem is not only about listening, because as the saying says, you only listen to what is convenient to you. And I believe that many times it is true. Because when they give us an exhortation or a certain advice, where they make us see that something is not right in us, that we are making a mistake, we can either receive it and improve or simply ignore it. And when some flattery comes, when someone tells you something good, we always lend an ear because it makes us feel good. But at times, the words that God uses to talk to us are not going to make you feel good, but they will take you to the correct path. And sometimes we have to feel uncomfortable, my beloved friends, because if we want to enjoy life, we cannot continue living our life the way we have been living it up to now. So we need God's words to live differently. Thus, verse 3 of Hebrews explains to us and tells us that we can only listen to God clearly if we have Jesus in our heart. And when we listen to him, he says that his word holds everything that is created. Do you know what that means? That with his word, he will remain at all times. Wow, this is awesome. Someone told me once, it is not the same to believe in God than to believe God. Of course, it's not the same, because I can know that God is real and exists. But this is not going to sustain you. Believe God is what sustains us. But how are we going to believe if we do not listen? So Hebrews chapter 11 says that faith comes from hearing the words of God. When we hear his words and we receive them, those words produce faith, encouragement, and they will sustain us during each circumstance we have to confront. Because that word, that promise, is his life support to maintain us firm and come out victorious all the time, my beloved friend. I want to awaken you to various things. First, what words are you lending your ears to? Because they can either nourish your faith or they can simply steal everything good you have received and kept in your heart. Hence, when Jesus gave advice, he always said, "One who has ears to hear, let him hear." Be careful what you listen to. Second, my beloved friend, analyze well the words that are going to come out of your heart. Listen to yourself talk. And when those words come out, you will know the condition of your heart and ponder what it is in your heart. May we really be wise when we talk, understood as we talk, prudent, aware that our words are seeds that will be planted in our heart. And at a certain point, all seed will grow and give fruit. Have this advice on hand. And third, to remain in God is to be alert to what he's going to talk to us about. God talks to you daily. You only need to be in his symphony, and to be in his symphony and listen to what the Father says, you need to have his Son in your heart. And it is only up to you. In a few words, with a sincere heart, tell the Lord, "Dwell in my life, I need you." Father, I thank you for your words, because they teach us, they produce life. What a marvelous treasure. But at the same time, I want to ask you for forgiveness. And I join with all of us who are listening to this word today, because we have been reckless many times. We often have wasted the gift of the word, which is a wonderful gift you have given us. Quite often we close our ears to what we really should be listening to. Lord, help us. Open your mouth, and may our ears be opened so we can listen to you daily, because our life without you has no meaning, and separated from you, we can do nothing. Today, we open our heart and we ask you to please do not stop talking to us, since you talk to us all the time. I ask you today to help us to listen to your sweet voice, Lord, all the time. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elías Hoyos.